The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Welcome to Radio Friends on Friday, January the 18th, and our guest today is Joan Stack from the State Historical Society.
Hello.
Welcome back, Joan. You've got a very special show that's going on right now. It's really very special, and it's special to you also for a reason.
Yes, it's a show celebrating the art of my father, Frank Stack, who's a long resident of this community, came to teach at the University of Missouri in 1963 and has been giving artworks to the society since the 1960s. So several of the works in this exhibit have been in the State Historical Society since, I won't say before I was born, but since I was a child. So So it's a great opportunity to celebrate him. I was sort of reluctant to celebrate my father for the...
Why?
The nepotism.
Oh, my goodness. You've got something to be very proud of.
Yeah, they thought the 75th birthday was
Time. Yes. And the fact that he's contributed so much art to this community, I think you should be very proud that you're celebrating your father at the State Historical Society.
Of course, he's had a huge influence on me, and he is a great resource even now to me to help me better understand art and artists and comics. He's a comic artist as well, and we have a large collection of comics at the Society. So really appreciate him, and this is an opportunity for me and for the Society to celebrate
him. And the show is called A Portrait of the Artist at 75, yes. Right? Now, if you may have seen the article in the Tribune's Ovation section. That was October 7th of 2012. But if you didn't and you want to see it, you go to KBIA.org, click on Talk Shows and Radio Friends, and I'm holding up right now. This is a portrait of the artist at 75, and these are all self-portraits, right?
That's right. We have a group of his self-portraits, which are really interesting. You can see the variety of ways in which he works. He did a whole series of self-portraits over the course of a year, did 100 of these things, and we have a group of them on display.
He did 100 self-portraits?
That's right. He thought that was an interesting project one year to do that, and it really reveals how very different you see yourself every day.
Yeah,
you
know? Well, it does. And then here is a picture of him, what he actually looks like at 75. Frank Stack. Now, did he do 100 self-portraits, you said, in 1 year?
In 1 year, in the 2000s. I'm thinking it was 2006 or 2007. Now, of course, we chart his career from, I think, one of the earliest pictures is an image of High Ridge Drive, which is in Columbia, over by the Dairy Queen on Forum Boulevard, or just off Forum Boulevard, back when it was a dirt road in 1962, when he first got here.
Wait, 1962, that was a dirt road?
That was a dirt road. So you can see how Columbia has grown. We have a series of sketchbook pages from the 60s of old Columbia, where you really get a sense of Columbia when it was a small town.
Yes. Well, when I came here in 1969, Columbia was still a small town.
That's right.
And I can remember driving out to KOMU, which is why I came here, 69, and 63 was a blacktop two-lane road with nothing but forest on each side. You don't remember that, do you?
I don't remember that.
Yeah,
no,
it was a blacktop two-lane road in 69, and that's changed a great deal now.
So if you are somebody who remembers Columbia in that era, I think this exhibit will be very interesting to you because we have quite a few images of Columbia in the 60s and 70s, including the picture that you have up here that shows the Missouri Theater in 1968. That was before the renovation, and you can see that it was very much a 1950s, 1960s theater, and I think a lot of people in Columbia remember it when it looked like that. We also have an iconic image that actually my father did in 2010 of a permanent landmark in Columbia, which is the Rock Bridge, which of course, is something that I think most people in town recognize. And this image at the bottom is a farm near Woolridge. We have other images of central Missouri, other parts of Missouri represented in the exhibit.
So if you want to see these again, you can watch this segment online at kbia.org. Click on Talk Shows and then Radio Friends, and you'll see the pictures that we're talking about. So he has done artwork of Columbia when Columbia was a town.
That's right.
When Columbia was a town. You don't hear people talking about Columbia too much as a town anymore because it's growing into a city.
That's right, yeah. In some ways, it's kind of sad, but I appreciate some elements of our
Don't you remember... You used to be able to go from one part of town to the other part of town in 10 minutes.
That's right, yeah.
Not anymore. Not anymore. What else have you got going on? So this program, will be going on through the end of February?
That's right, yeah. And we'll be doing a number of other things. One thing I do want to say about this exhibit is it includes not only his paintings, which is what we've been talking about, but drawings, prints. We have some example of his figure work, still lifes. There are even some examples of his comics, the work he did with Harvey Pekar, who was a well-known international comic artist who would write these very serious comics and then have artists draw the images for him. One of the comics was actually published in the Village Voice that we display, and it deals with Leonardo DiCaprio. I won't tell you anymore, but it's a kind of an interesting comic. So if you want some idea of my father's breadth as an artist, I think this will be a fun show for you to come see.
Okay.
Right now, until the end of January, we also have our political cartoon exhibit up. We're having it up through the inauguration, so please come and see that. That will be going down next week. So this exhibit is Elephants and Donkeys, Political Animals.
We were talking about that. So that will be up through the inauguration, after the inauguration, it'll come down.
That last week, and then it'll come down at the end of January. And after that, we'll be putting up a show of Civil War ephemera, which will be very interesting also.
So the State Historical Society is located?
We're located in Ellis Library on the MU campus. The art gallery is open Tuesday through Saturday. During the week, it's open from 9 to 4:30. On Saturday, from 9 to 3:30.
Okay, and you're closed on Monday.
Closed on Monday.
Just like the Louvre.
Yeah.
All right, Joan Stack. Can folks go online to kind of tour the gallery, too?
Yeah. And you can go to our website, and let me check I want to get this right. I know it was on the cover of the paper here. Yes, our website is shsumsystem.edu.
Okay, Joan Stack, thank you so much for coming by. Pleasure having you here today. Let's see, Monday, Dave Morris, Columbia Water and Light, will be on telling us how we can save money in the winter and spring by being more energy efficient. Program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Eric Stazak, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Pepper P at missouri.edu. I'd love to hear from you. Bye-bye.